Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you'll pardon the hoarse sound of my voice. My wife says it's no great loss because it's nothing to talk about in the first place. But our goal is to learn Hilchos Nida. I'd like to start from Simin Kuf Tzadik Ches, which is Hilchos Chatzitza. We'll go back to Kuf Pei Gimel. But Kuf Tzadik Ches is, the most lamdisha part of Hilchos Chatzitza, where most of the shailas come up once a person learns the basics. And that's why I wanted to start with Kuf Tzadik Ches. And Mitzvah Shem will go back yet to the beginning of Hilchos Nida. This is the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. And it's a long simin, 48 sifim. And it's the basic halachis of chatzitza, when a person is tevel, keli is nitval, and of course here we're talking where the isha is tevelas. So we have to start with something of a hagdama, of a havana in what we're about to learn, and it's a shem, then we'll be able to get to the pratim. The main hagdama, Tilchus Chatzitza, is the following. Mina Torah, chatzitza on the body or in the hair, which we're going to learn about, is only ma'akev. It only matters if it's rubayu makpid. Come on, never have a case. Could you think of a case of a chatzitza that's on most of a woman's body? It's something she's makpid, she doesn't want there, and she goes to the mikveh with it. Like if most of her body's in a cast, she's probably not going to mikveh anyway. Like it's a very not shchiyah situation for a chatzitza d'oraisa. Ruba umakpid. On a keli, it might be more shchiyah. But on a human being, it's not such a common thing to have ruba umakpid, at least on the guf. We'll learn about the hair separately. The Rabbanu of a geyser, ruba afapisha eina makpedes, and makbid afilo amiyuta. In other words, min ha'tayri yidi tati l'reyesa. Has to be on rive of the body, plus makbid. Min derabanan, if it's on 51% of the guf, it's a chatzitza, even if you're not makbid. And if you're makbid, if a woman doesn't want it there, then it's a chatzitza, even on miyut ha'guf. Even if it's only in a small part of the guf. And of course, that's where all of the shailas come up. Again, roiv haguf is not shchiyach. The shailas that come up primarily are on miyot haguf when a person is makbid. And one of the main themes of the siman is to figure out the definition of makbid, what's called makbid. Rav always has experiences where people don't ask the whole shaila. So sometimes you have to hear the whole shaila. I once had a ben Torah, someone had learned the kaila by us, who came to me with a shaila that his wife had gone to the mikveh. And the next morning she found that on one nail, there was nail polish. Only one nail. One nail? Nail polish is certainly, no woman wants to go around that way. It's certainly makpedes. I couldn't believe it. A frum lady. Yeah, she went to the mikveh and didn't catch it. There was nail polish on one nail. So thank God, instead of just telling her it's no good, I pressed him. How could that happen? How could it be? So he told me that she was in a store and she wanted to try a color. She wanted to mess up her fingers. So she took off her sock and she put it on a toenail to see what the color is like. So a toenail, so it happened. She went to the mikveh. She didn't notice. So a toenail, most women are not makpedes. It depends. If she goes around with open toe shoes, then she is makpedes. If she doesn't, then she's not makpedes. That's a whole different shaila. So it's just a lesson that when you ask a shaila, you have to ask the whole shaila. You know, he just told me that, on one nail there was a shoe polish. Is that the whole story?
Does it make a difference winter or summer?
But, all right, we'll get to all the pratim. What I meant to say is that the avoida is to understand the gedarim of makbid. Now here, before we learn the halacha, I can't resist, there's a Reb Chaim. It's such a sharp Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is not the originator of this. Of course, everyone brings the Shem Reb Chaim. The Yeshua Siakov, the originator of the following Gevaldige Kasha. Listen to the Kasha. Why don't we just say that the Rabbanu of a geyser on rive of the guf, even if you're not makbid, the Rabbanu of a geyser, that means if she has a chatzitza of 51% of the guf, it's a chatzitza even if you're not makbid. So Rav Chaim asked that once the Rabbanu of a geyser, that rive of the guf is a chatzitza even if you're not makbid, so now she is makbid, because now she can't go to the mikveh with 51% of the guf. So once the Rabbanu a geyser, she should become a makpedes, and now it should be a chatzitza d'iraisa. If it's rubai she'ein a makbid, we call it a chatzitza d'rabanan. Why is it a chatzitza d'rabanan? Once the Rabbanu a geyser, then she is makbid on the 51% because it's a ma'akiv and a tefila. She has to go again. So why should that matter? Maybe you're right. It's Rav Chaim's Teretz. One second, I'll get to it. So let me tell you, Rav Chaim says, listen to the chap. Rav Chaim says that the Gezeirah de Rabbanan makes her be makbid on what? On the last 1% that pushes her over 50%. What's she makbid on? Right, this is really something she doesn't care about. The Rabbanu a geyser, Rubai She'ena Makbid, is Chaitzitz. So Reb Chaim, so what's she makbid on? It's 51% of the guf. She's makbid on that last 1% that makes it rive. So she's only makbid on 1%. 1% is miut. So Vaitetz is the Rabbanan, because it's a miut She Makpedes, and Ruba She'ena Makpedes. So Mimela, she's okay. You have a chab.
She's not
mafid
on
the
1%
either. She's mafid on... One second. This is Reb Chaim's Teretz. I'll get to what you're saying. This is Reb Chaim's Chap. I remember Reb Pop spoke it out. I don't remember where. Where would it have come up in Masl Chav? I don't know. I remember Reb Pop talking about this Reb Chaim. I think the Stifler brings it. There's a Tshuva in the Mechashloima, Yechelet Beis, Tshuva Ayin Dalet. He brings this Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says that the Kepeda is only on the 1% that pushes it over Rive. So it's still not Ruba Yom Makbid. That's Reb Chaim's chab.
Never a rubo makbid.
Why? You could have. No, you could have a woman who's makbid. She doesn't like that it's on her body. Okay. She has. She fell into tar. She's got tar on 51%. You do have rub. She's makbid on the whole 51%. But she wants the whole 51 to be off. She doesn't want to walk around with tar on her body.
But that means if she removes that 1%, she's.
That's right. Then it's miyot she'ena makbid. What? Miyot she'ena makbid. This is not makbid. So this is Reb Chaim Schab. Now Reb Chaim Schab had a little of a problem. Who's going to identify which is the 1% she's makbid? She's really makbid the whole 51, because the whole 51 pushes it over to 1%. This is Reb Shlomo Zalman's Taina under Reb Chaim, but that's Reb Chaim Schab. Now the terrorist that Reb Chaim started to say, you started to say, Reb Shlomo Zalman says the following. There's a klal that he doesn't quote. The klal comes to the Ar Sameach that Eina Mesayiv Yachal Levatel Asasiba. Sounds familiar. A result can't be ma'akiv a cause. Eina Mesayiv. Sometimes you have a lamdis. The lamdis comes up with these cycles that never end. Like the Ar Sameach has a case where you have a vaydizara. If it belongs to a guy, it could be mevatel it. It could become mutabana. If a yid is kainit, then what's it in? Once a yid is kaina, avodah zarah, it becomes worthless because you can't be mevatel. So the Sameach, yes, it's a ran. The ran of avodah zarah. The Sameach brings that how can anybody ever be kaina avodah zarah sereyana when your kaina has no value? We have the Rashba's klal that you can't make a kinyan on something that's worth less than a pruta. So it has no value. You can't make a kinyan. It's not shaykh ownership. So bishlama when it's a guy's. So a guy's, you can still do bittel. It still has a value. But once the yid is kainit, it has no value. So the yid shouldn't be kainit. So the Rashba says like this. Once the yid's kainit, it has no value. So the yid can't make a kinyan. If he can't make a kinyan, then it still has a value. Because it's still shall guy, you can get someone to be mevatelit. So Mela does have a value. Does have a value. He could be kainet. But once he could be kainet,
has no value.
Has no values. He can't be kainet. So he makes a cycle. The Mishnah does this all the time, though.
But the makes a cycle. Just a diminishing of the value. It has some value, but just.
All right, well, I'll tell you what he says. There's a man says Pshat Niran that Eina Misayviv Yachol Levatel Sasiba. A result can't be Mevatel a cause. Yav Avay Dezara Eina Misayviv. The result Eina Misayviv Yachol Levatel Sasiba. A result can't be Mevatel its own cause. In other words, right now it's Avay Dezara. And it's us about, no, but it has value. It could be Levotel. A Yid is kainet. The Misayvev of his kinyan, the result of his kinyan, is that it's worthless. Once he's kainet, that's a Siba, it becomes worthless. So you want to say, once it becomes worthless, now now you can't be kainet. That's the result being Mevatel the cause. Eina Misayvev Yachol Levatel as a Siba. So Shlomo Zalman uses the same Lashon here. The Rabbanu Geizer. You have a case of Ruvai Sheina Makpedes. It's Rav Sheina Makpedes, it's not a Chatzitza. The Rabbanu were geyser on Rav Sheina Makpedes. Now the Misayvev of that is that now the woman is Makpid. But the fact that the Misayvev of the Gezerah is that she's Makpid, so now there's no Gezerah, it can't be such a thing. That makes it into a Deraita. The result can't be Mevatel, that which was before the result. So that's his teretz on this kasha. Okay, as I said, this is not nafkamina lahalacha. It's just it's a nice. The whole Rav Chaim is a nice chap in London.
It's as far. It's not based on it.
It's based on the Gemara Avayda Zara. It's just like yeah, the Dar Samech Nilchaschom it's umatza. Okay, so let's talk about the halacha. Again, Ben Atayra Ruba. I've never seen a case of a chitzitza deraisa. It doesn't happen. I mean, it happens, but nobody has a shayla. If a woman has a chitzitza rife of a gof, she's makbid. Midrabanan, rive vein, a makpedes, or miot umakpedes. So the first shayla is whether we employ here the rules of Safi Drabban Lakula. We're going to learn the next 48 Sifim, Halachis of Chatzitza, which will be almost exclusively Drabbanans. Because it's rare, it never happens that you have a Chatzitza Dairaisa. So, the question is, do the rules of Safi Drabban apply? So here, you have to know a klal. The klal is in Shach Lamed Vav. There, what's the get to there is not as important as the lashon. In the sixth line or seventh line of Shach Lamed Vav, he writes a klal. Kama v'kama devarim machmirin le'inyan nida shalaymin adin v'afilu b'di'evet. He writes there this klal in Shach Lamed Vav about the sixth or seventh line. The context we'll get to when we get there, but he writes a rule. Kama v'kama devarim, that there are many areas machmirin l'inyan nida shalaymin hadin afilu b'di'evet. Then hilchas nida we're more machmir even b'di'evet. Now on the same page in the pisrei tshuva, there's a long pisrei tshuva here. What? That's Shach Lamed Vav. Shamav writes this rule that kama v'kama devarim we're machmir. In pisrei tshuva. The first Pesachei Tshuva on that side, it starts from the previous page, Tez Zayin. In, very hard, if you have the regular prints, which I know, Mark, I'm sorry you don't have, but in the tenth wide line, there's a parenthesis, Vitzarech Iyun. Now that's an important line here. The line before brings the Shusyakis, says, Safed Rabbanu Lekula by Chatzitza. In parentheses, the author of the Pesachei Tshuva sticks in, Vitzarech Iyun Ke'ez, here, he has a kasha that how do you say Safed Rabbanan Lakula? By Hilchas Nida, it's a case of Ischazik Isura, and by Ischazik Isura means a woman is Becheskes Isser. Before she goes to the mikveh, She's becheskas iser in the chazaka that she's tame. So here, if you can have a shaila dine chatzitza, the shaila dine chatzitza should not apply. Should not suffer malakula. Should not apply because it's a chazak isura. It's becheskas iser. And in Kuf Yud, we have a rule that chazak isura. We don't say suffer malakula. So I've showed you on this page the shach, and now the pischei tshuva. Two chumras in Hilchas Nida. One that generally were more machmer in Hilchas Nida. It has to do with Yichus Yisrael. We're more machmer. And this idea that it's chazik isura. So we don't always say safed rabbanu lakula. Now these two ideas, there's a third maramakim, and that is, I think, on the last page of your copies, Kuf Tzadik Tes, Pischei Tshuva Beis, where he brings the Noid of Yehuda. And this Noid of Yehuda, you could just look at Pischei Tshuva Beis, Kuf Tzadik Tes. It's in your copies on the very back of the booklet. He brings there Noid of Yehuda. I'm a Tshuva's Noid of Yehuda, Chayok Yerodeh, Semud and Gimel. So Kosa B'isha Shemesupekes Im Ina B'sareseh HaKlal. A woman who's Mesupik if she did Iyun. Before it's Tavol, she's obligated to check. It's not... She has to check just in case. So din Torah, it's ma'akiv, and a woman, she has to check her hair. If she doesn't check, if she's tevil, and afterwards Eliyahu Navi says there was no chatzitza, it's no good. It's a halacha that we learn from a pasuk that iyun is ma'akiv. So if it will be a shaylan rov, it will be a deraisa. It's a shaylan miyun, it's a drabanan. So the Pesachim David says the following: Isha b'spekes of ayda b'seriseh klal. Hariyesh safik deraisa v'tzrichet tefila mechadash. Va'af ibaro lanu she'ayna. Even if she checked, Rashi misupekes imsirka misupek. If she combed it, that's called chafifa. Does have a safik derabanan? It's a safik derabanan. If she did chafifa, if she combed her hair before tefila, makabak in tzrichet tefila acheres. Why not? Why don't you say safik derabanan lakula? See, it brings two reasons. Kivin deika cheskes iser. Reason of Pischei Tshuva. There's a cheskas iser. That's one reason. V'oi dehava dava she'a shematirin. It's a dava she'a shematirin because of she'll go be tevil again. So Elah, he talks about the shayla of sirka. He brings other tzeruf. But we see from these three marabakaim is the idea that it's not a given that we're makel on sveikis the rabbanon by a suffix by chatzitza. If you have tzirufim, we'll make. But stam to be mekel, suffix rabbana lakula, dine chatzitza is more chomer. Therefore, we're going to see that chazal are much more machmir in ilchis tefila than in a typical drabbana. So I guess this is the hagdama to ilchis chatzitza, the rule, which is a gemara, of ruba yamakbid, miyuta yamakpedes, and ruba yamakpedes. Plus, this klal that we're not quick to say on a safek derabanan that a safek derabanan is lakula. We don't rush to say such a thing, and it depends very much on whether they are tzerufim or they are not tzerufim. That's when these rules apply. So, what? Yeah, the shematirin is also a rule. It's a seven elchis taruvis. It's chazik isur is not a dinner neither, right? The shach is saying the chumra neither. The pischei tshuva is saying reasons for the chumra. It's chazik isur or dav shishu mitzvah.
Why do you say at the beginning that if she doesn't
have to admire, it's like a tefillah? So you have to know that before tefillah, there's an obligation to do iyun. It's learned from a pasuk that a woman has to check, even if she's tevil, and she did not check at all. For a chatzitza, and Eliyahu Navi comes and says there was no chatzitza. Iyun is ma'akiv. Midaraisa. Midrabana chafifa is ma'akiv. Chafifa saseyar is ma'akiv, that a woman has to be, has to do a chafifa on her hair, and that's ma'akiv. Bekuf tzadikta, tzricha isha la'ayim ba'atzma, bu'besara, u'bidekas kagufa sabot filasa, shleishim davar, that's chaitzitz. So that's the iyun is there.
She only has to be married enough to take her out of road. Right? If she's not a fire body, that's all that matters.
You know, on a mirror of the body, they're going to call Tekonis Ezra.
Because she can't see the back. She
can't hear
back.
Yeah, well, she can't see. Yeah, okay. I'm going to see the Tekonis Ezra.
How much
any amount of time that she's comfortable and nothing happened afterwards. She has to try to do it as close as possible, but Mark is. Okay, so this is the Agdama to the Halachis. I want to tell you out front that if you can ask questions about the Gedarim of Makpedes that are outside of the Sifu learning, this whole simon is about to gather. For example, a woman is ill and she has something on her body for health reasons. Is that called Makbid? She'd rather not be there, she'd rather be well. But the way she is, she needs it there. Is that called Makbid? So that's what the simon is about. Gedorim of Makbid or Makpedes, which is what the simon is about, then we're going to try to go Beseder. Sif Aleph is the klal, what's called a Makbid, what's not called a Makbid. Let's see, the question of course will be, do you go by the individual woman? Or do you go according to the Reif Haimam? What people are Makbid? Or what this woman is Makbid? What is the rule that we use? So let's see what it says. Tzrichah shetitfal kol gufa b'pamachas. A woman has to be tovel her whole body in one shot. How do I know that? So look at Taz Aleph. The darshinon v'rochatz uba shemesh v'tiyer. So Chazal darshin ma b'yishim shekul kachas. Just like sunset, the whole sun goes down. It doesn't mean it goes down in one shot. It takes 4 minutes for the sun to go down. But the whole sun sets. Afrochitzase kula kachas. Now, here, you have to understand there are two gzeres hakasims. There's one din kulai kachas. And these are the following. Let's say you want a table of clean. You have a big pot. You go to a mikveh. It doesn't fit. So you want a table half the pot, turn it over, table the other half. Nothing doing. Tvila needs kulai kachas. Let's say you want to do hagala, you want to kasher it in boiling water, you could do it half and half. Hagala, there's no gzeres hakasuf. You could kasher things one half and then the other half. When it comes to tvila, to gzeres hakasuf, you need a tvila of the entire guf. Now, that itself would not say a chatzitza is a problem. Why? Because let's say she has paint on her hand and she's tivled. Her whole body is under the water. The whole body is submerged in the water. There's a second, either Gzeres HaKosov or Lachar Shemesinai. The Gemara talks about it right in the beginning of Erevin, or the beginning of Sukkah. The Gemara says, Shiura Chatzitzer Mechitzen Alachar Shemesinai. Or the Gemara says, Drosha Es Besara Es HaTofel Besara. That the Gemara darshins that a Chatzitza is Ma'akiv. That means there are two halachas. One is that the whole body has to be submerged in water. And the second is that even if the whole body is underwater, if there's a chatzitza, part of the exposed part of the body is covered in a way that she's makpedes, that is a chatzitza, that's makpedes. The two separate halachas. So what?
It should be puzzled to it. It's puzzled to it. If it's
I said, we're going to talk. Rabbeishin is tshuva. He has a tshuva about temporary fillings, which we'll get to. He clears what the lubdis of Eina Makpedes is. If it's bottled to the guf, or if it's just outside of the Xeris HaKasa, like a separate discussion. But the point is that the two halachas, there's enough kamida. Let's say a woman has something on a finger. It's a miyot, she's not makpid. Let's say the tip of a finger, however you can imagine it. She goes to the mikvah, she's tovel, she leaves the tip of her finger outside the water. But it's a chatzitza, not makbid on. So logically, I would say, it's not a problem. Even if she put the finger in the water, the water wouldn't have touched her finger. It's a miyuta shena makpedes. So I would think it's good. So the answer is no, it's no good. So kremesha, it's no good, because they're two psukim. There's one pasuk that you have to be surrounded with water. That Varacha to Bashabish Vitier Mabi Shibshe Kulikachas Abrichitsase Kulikachas, the Titfal Kokufa Bapavachas. That's one din. And there's a separate halacha, which is a din that Dine Chatzitza. So they're two separate halachas. So the Mechaber starts. That's a base historic. That's the Niroi. Edomat Pedes is not a chassid. So the Gemara wants to say es besara, es hatafel besara, that everything that's attached to habasar is it's a ma'akiv. The es hatafel besara is ma'akiv. And something that's a tafel to a basar, if it's a tafel to the basar, you chaitzitz. If it's not tafel to the basar, then it's ma'akiv. No, it's not. Uba Shemesh is a pasik for the first line. Sar shetitfal kol guf of a pabachas. That's one halacha. She has table a whole guf. And then there's a second halacha that she has to now have a chatzitza. The shulchan aruch is lafikach. Agree, but he says the fikah tsara shalei alav shum davar achaitzitz afilu kol shehu v'mderech. Now here the question is, how does it go? Does it go basa roiv b'nei adam or kuri tahar? So here you have to pay attention to the lashon of the shulchan aruch. Listen to what it says: v'mderech b'nei adam lapa'amim lahakbir alav chaitzitz. This is derech of people. People in general are makbid. It's a chatzitza. Afilu he ain't a makpedes olav atar. Even if now she doesn't care about it, but if it's the derech of people to be makbid, it's a chatzitza. Oy, afilu ain't a makpedes olav la'ilam. Even if she's never makbid, kivat shederech roiv b'nei adam lakbid olav chaitzitz. Now here it's complicated. The second the oy is easy. The oy is if she's never makbid. For roiv b'nei adam or makbid, that's a chatzitza. You have a woman; she has ink on her hand. She says, "I don't care about it." The roiv people are makbid, so that you go according to roiv. That's easy. But l'daita, it's a roiv b'nei adam. But what's the first half? What did it say in the first part? It said a derech b'nei adam, it didn't say roiv. A derech b'nei adam pa'amim l'makbid olav. If people are sometimes makbid, chaitzitz. I feel them ain't a makbid. This olav ata. Even at this moment, she's not makbid. What does that mean? It's a complicated case. She's sometimes makbid, sometimes not. So then it depends on derech b'nei adam. What's going on? Okay, so we're hearing a few pshatim. So let me tell you two pshatim in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll start with the Iker Ladina, and then the Taz. Okay, the Ikar Ladina, this is spelled out in the Sidri Tara and the Chachmas Adam, is the Kavanah of the first Shach. What's called Makpedes? The rule is, if a woman is Makbid on certain occasions, let's say, only when she goes to a wedding, she's Makbid. She goes to a wedding, she's Makbid, her nails be clean. She walks around changing the diapers and cleaning up the house, she doesn't care. If she's makbid lipa'omim, that's enough to be a chatzitza. The example is a ring. Shulchan Aruch talks about, later in Sif Chavav, Chav Zayin, a woman who has a ring on her finger. She never takes it off except when she needs dough. When she needs dough, she doesn't want to get the ring, she'll fall into the dough, or she doesn't want dough to get under the ring. So she takes off her ring only when she needs dough. That's called makpedes. Even though in every month she's only makbid an hour a week, 4 hours a month, that's in makpedes olav lipa'amim, that's called a chatzitza. Look at Shach Aleph lipa'amim, kivan de'ika zimna de makpedes. Since there are times that she's makpedes, chaitetz lo'ilam, avol pi deroiv pa'amim ain't a makpedes. Even though most of the time she's not makbid, still, now the example of the ring is a pischei tshuva aleph. Take a look, Pisri Chuva Aleph. I'm Bishas Chuva Zikrin Yosef. You're a Dasim, you're a Kasa. The Makoma can be in a Bina Dafka Shemek Pedes li Eatem Mizumanais. It means there are set times she's Makvid. Kaisha Shakasa Tasim Katuchav Gimel. The Tabas Mudekas Be'etzba Chaitzitz. A Tabas that's on tight on her fingers Chaitzitz. Bisham de Misirasai Bishas Lisha. Because she takes it off when she needs the dough.
But if it's tied on her finger, she won't. Daharei
imiklala isalolush kama pavim ayayim, aymachar misirasai. At any time, if needing dough comes her way, she would remove it. But if the kapeda is something that comes up on very rare occasions, that doesn't count. That's not called the pardon. Doesn't mean Zman Rachayk, we have to define Zman Rachayk, we'll get to it. Ela Pirusha She'ena Makpedes Ata B'Shas Tfila B'Kamek Makpedes B'Yamim She'Kaidim Shulachat Tfila Ayin Shem. So the gather is something that comes up in life on a routine basis that a woman is a Makpedes, that is a Makpedes for the whole month. Anytime she goes to the mikveh, she's a Makpedes. Now people are going to ask, what about nowadays? People don't need dough. They'll need, some women don't bake challah at all. Some use machines. They don't need dough.
All women.
She's not
Makpedes. Okay.
She's not Makpedes.
That dough they take with their ring on. The Chochmas Adam says that Bizman Hazeh, Kuf Yutes, Kut and Dalet, Bizman Hazeh, where women don't need dough, he says it's hard to go away from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says a ring is a chatzitza. But he says at least the Di'eved, she was Tevel, V'lontzem Baila, he says you could be Mekel. In other words, Mekel Adin, you could be Mekel Bizman Hazeh. It's hard. The Shulchan Aruch says it's chatzitza. We're not going to be Mekel Chatzilla. But it's such a case where we're not.
Well, think of when you go to the airport security.
Airport security, she takes it off.
It's the same thing about washing the children's diet. If a woman's ring is on so tight that she can't take it off, then she's going to use it even when she's kneading dough or cooking. So what, would that be a chatzitza? It's too tight to take off.
If it's so tight, she can't physically take it off.
Without much...
So we'll have to get to it. I think we're learning it. We'll get to it.
I hear the chatzitzas.
What?
Most of
women take off the rings when they wash. If they take off the rings, they wash until they die.
If they can.
The point, again, our point is that the kavanah of the Shulchan Aruch is two things. A, if Derech b'nei Adam lahakbin, and she's enemak pedesel of atah, she's back for occasionally. Or, if she's never makpid, but the velt is makpid, one or the other, that's called makpedes for Hilchas Chatzitza.
Could you say it's good, she's a
but by the ring, she's not makpid that the ring is blocking her finger. She just wants...
It doesn't matter, she takes it off. She not only takes it off for a different reason, she doesn't want to get it dirty, but that's also called, that's enough to be called makpedes. Fine, so that's called makpedes. Okay, Lechinami.
Rebbe, you say that she's a painter. All painters are not marked for painting.
So we'll get to it. That's a good question. We'll have to get to it.
What's the same with the Mechaber? The first two is Derech B'nai Adam, or one is Derech Roi B'nai Adam?
Yeah, one is Derech B'nai Adam, and one is Roi B'nai Adam. When she's never makpid, then it's not a chatzitza unless it's Roi B'nai Adam. If she's makpid L'pa'amim, it just has to be normal. It has to be Derech B'nai Adam. Even if it's not Roi B'nai Adam, as long as it's normal. If she's makpid L'pa'amim.
Today that we have handicapped mikvahs, all the halachas are exactly the same.
We're going to learn about handicapped mikvahs. We'll get to it, the way they make it wet beforehand. And we'll get to it. The halachas are the same. The halachas don't change. But we'll see. Well, we're going to learn about it. We're going to get to it. There are less than 150%. If she's never makpid, and it's less than 51%, then it's not a chatzitza. Okay? It's not a chatzitza.
What's the definition of
what's the definition? It means it's normal. It's not called abnormal. Less than right, but you don't consider it abnormal. You know, you don't... they'll say she's a mefunekes, but they won't say that she's not. You know. So... It says that if it's funny, it says if the water can get under it, then it's not a problem. If the water can't get under it, then it's a problem. But only if she takes it off when she's lash chala. If she never takes it off, then it's not a chatzitza.
So that's the case by washing. It's not
a reason why it's a chatzitza.
So it'll be the same rule
that the Mesayvev can't establish the din. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch goes on. V'muchay for Rav Aguf. I feel ain derech b'nei Adam lahakbid b'kach leitzitz. If it's chayfif roiv of the guf, even if it's not the derech of Bnei Adam to be makbid, but it covers right with the guf. Again, it's a rare case. And here the Tazdala brings the rule I told you. The Dvar Torah ain't a chayt to tell a ruba your makbid alav. Because Rabban a ruba shein a makbid, mishum reiv a makbid. Because Amir a makbid, and Gabke mishum reiv a makbid. Amiyute vein a makbid, the tati litivusa. If it's a miyut and she's not makbid, so tati litivusa le gozu klad avil gzeira le gzeira. It's a gzeira le gzeira. Now, the Ramah says, ulechatchila le titfail, afilu bidvarim shein a chayt to sin, gzeira atu dvarim a chayt to sin. Ramah yeds a chumra on the chumra. Rabbanu were geyser that it's a chatzitza by miyut and makpedes. Zok to Rabbah, even miyuta ve'ena makpedes, lechat chila, you have to take it off because of lechat chila, where it's a chumis haramah, that we're makpid lechat chila, even on miyut she'ena makpedes, because we'll confuse it with miyut makpedes. So there, he brings a raya from his alma, brings a raya from here, Dalek Rav Chaim. He says, here, the Rabbanu were geyzel chatchila, a miyut, she'ena makpedes. So why don't we say that becomes makpedes? Rabbanu were geyzer. So it should become a makpedes. So it should be a chatzitza drabanan. We see that if halacha makes it a makpedes, that ena mesayiv yachal vatal sasi, but the fact that halacha says be makpid can't turn it into a makpedes. It's a ena makpedes. As Zal said, be makpid, ena makpedes, it's a ena makpedes. And the halacha doesn't change it into something that's a makpedes. That's a different reason. That's because of a tshuva, Chaim Isaac's tshuva, which we'll get to on nail polish. On long nails. On long nails. Okay, we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. Okay, the. Okay, there are a couple. First of all, I told you there were two pshatim in the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. When I told you about the ring, that's the Ikala Halacha. Taz Beis has a different pshat. Niabir Lashon Zeh, the complicated Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So you should know the Taz. Niabir Lashon Zeh. Derech B'nei Adam L'Hakbin Al Zeh. Up Taz Beis, the one that's after Aleph. In our prints. Your print probably also. Niabir Lashon Zeh. Derech B'nei Adam L'Hakbin Al Zeh. Afal pishein roi b'nei ad makpidim rak tzasan v'zua yisha regila lahakpid gamkein al zeh b'pamim acherim rak sha'ashav ein makpedes. The Taz learns that if a woman is sometimes makpid, just now she doesn't care, oy afil ein makpedes b'shum pam. The first yef of Shulchan Aruch, if she's occasionally makpid, it has to be derech b'nei adam lahakpid. Oy afil ein makpedes b'shum pam roi b'nei ad makpidim al zeh chaitzitz. Aval, if mitzas b'nei adam makpidim, v'zuena makpedes la'ilam, if some people are makpid, and she's never makpid, makpedes, lo'yav v'chatzitza, imash k'safti, v'sif yudches. Now here the language doesn't sound so bad. The language sounds very similar to what we said, except that Tetraz is making a very literal tie. She's saying, if it's the derech, there's roiv b'nei adam, that's mevatel da'ita, and then this derech b'nei adam, which is a separate geder, and derech b'nei adam is enough that if she's not makbid, that it's good. Now it seems from the lashon of the Taz and the Sidri Tara in the back, it makes this diuk that from the lashon of the Taz, it sounds like if she's makpedes and no one else in the world is makbid, there's not a chatzitza. That's the Taz's understanding, that if she's a makpedes, you need at least derech b'nei adam, or roi b'nei adam mevatel da'ita. Derech b'nei adam is not mevatel da'ita. But if zero b'nei adam, that it would become an absolute nachatzitz. And now it's not at all clear that that's the kavanah of the Sidri Tara. The kavanah of the Taz, the Sidri Tara brings that that's his kavanah, and argues, and says that l'maisa, it's one or the other. It's either the Velt is makbid, or she's the only one in the world that's makbid on this, it's also a chatzitza. He said, the loika ha-taz. It's not clear that that's what the Taz means, the Chachmas Sadeh brings the Lashon HaTaz, and he also brings the Sidrei Tara. So, if you want to go to the Lumdis of the Taz, you can learn Sidrei Tara. The bottom line, though, is that it's one or the other. Makpedes is either she's a Makpedes, even if no one else in the world cares, or if right of the world is Makpedin, even if she's not a Makpedes. And that is the that's the klal that comes out here from Sif Aleph. Now, if I understand the Shach the way that Zichron Yosef says, the Shach would agree with the Sidrei Tara. So this is
Derek in the first lashon in Derek, which is sometimes machved and sometimes not.
What?
What was saying? If she's machved, then it's okay, insufficient.
She's makbid then, or she's makbid l'pam him, it's sufficient.
Even if no one else
in the world is makbid. She has a mishigas. She likes the something a certain way. Yeah, women are allowed to have mishigas. No,
nobody else does. It's a
chatzitza. It's either her or Roiv b'nei Adam. One or the other is a chatzitza l'pam. Now, if she's occasionally makpedes, that's a chatzitza. I mean, if she's insane, I don't know if we deal with insane people. But. So you have to come. We'll have to come up with a case and deal with it. I'm not sure. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of Aleph tells us to look at Pisrei Tshuva Yud Beis. In your print, it doesn't say Yud Beis. It says to look at the end of Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. It says, "I myself feel come on to me. Yud Beis Bishmai." Now I told you this rule when we learned Yeridea earlier. If you look here at Yud Beis, there's no Yud Beis. What do? So I told you once, there's a Madura Tinyana of the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva added pieces. The Chassam Sofer, he didn't have the Tshuva Chassam Sofer when he wrote the Pisrei Tshuva. Later he got the Chassam Sofer. So he added all the Chassam Sofers that he felt belonged. Those pieces are bracketed. For example, if you look at Dalid, you see, it starts right away with a bracket. So, cut and dali. After the Pisrei, it starts with a bracket. If you ever want to find a Pisrei Tshuva, it says you look at Yud Beis. It's not Yud Beis. Count how many bracketed ones there are till Yud Beis. Add that to 12. And then you'll get to the right one. Here, there are four bracketed ones. So, the Pisrei Tshuva Tezayin. Pisrei Tshuva Tezayin is one of the great machlokes in Dinei Yeridea, about the geder of what's called a makpedes and what's not called a makpedes. So we'll deal with it briefly now, and we'll get to it. There are tshuvas here from all the great names, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger, some Seifer, the Zichron Yosef, among others. Okay, what's the get to us is the following. The shaila is the following. It was the derech, maybe still the derech, I don't know, to put a ring around the cervix for health purposes, to heal, probably to heal the uterus or to heal the cervix. It was a derech to put some sort of a ring. It sounds more like a contraceptive, but that's not the case. The case is in Yinov Sakana. And it was the derech to put, the Lashon is, a tabash al shaiva toich oimek ha-praizder l'tzarech ha-fuah. A ring, a wax ring, that was put in the depth of the praizder at the cervix. And it was done l'tzarech ha-fuah. The shaila is this chaitzitz or not? Is it a chatzitza? Now this touches on a number of major issues. One issue is the halachas of beis hastari. When a woman is tayvel, water doesn't go up her praizda. When you tayvel, water doesn't go all the way up your nose. How far up does it go? What's called a chatzitza in beis hastari? Now that's not our discussion for today. We're going to get to that. We'll learn it's a separate sugya in Kuf Tzadiches, beis hastari. And that's part of the discussion here. That's not the part that's negeah to us. What is Nogea to us? Is this called Makpedes? Assuming that in that part of the body, a chatzitza is a problem. What's called Makpedes? The part that's Nogea to us, that he's telling us to look, is the Zichron Yosef. Now this is a gigantic Pischei Tshuva. It goes down. He brings the Zichron Yosef a little more than halfway down. Va'oid l'fisha isha amra. In Pischei Tshuva Tezayin, on the second page, it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines up, va'oid. Now listen, this is the line that's they get to us. I'm going to come back to this next week in Sivav. Oid. You have a case where a woman can't remove the ring. It's a kadosh nefashis. Zulas b'bayi chevlei leida. Apparently this woman was pregnant. And when she goes into labor, they're going to have to remove this ring. Behechrich neklasai. She put herself in tzakadosh. She had no choice. She goes into labor. She has to let the baby out. Kedei sholim niyetziyaso v'mirachma. But otherwise, the doctors told her it's a sakana to take it out. Im kemikri eina makpedes. That's called eina makpedes. See, here we have not only a case, but a rule. We have here a woman who has this tabashal shaiva in her guf. And it's temporary. So now probably not permanent. Yet, the halacha is that that's called Eina Makpedes. Now, Roy B'nei Adam would be Machmid. Women don't want a tabas in her body. But it seems here we deal with her circumstance. Given her circumstance, it's a sakana. Everybody would want it there. That's called Eina Makpedes. That's what anybody in that situation would want it. That's called Eina Makpedes. Now, this rule we're going to have to deal with next week. Because this rule is too broad a rule. It would come out based on this. Let's say you have somebody who has stitches. Stitches are a chatzitza. Anybody with this cut would want stitches there. Why is it a chatzitza? What it's saying here is that if it's sakonis nefashis, then we judge according to her. Why? Why does it have to be a sakana? With judging is a makpedes. What's the difference if she wants it there because it's sakana? Or she wants it there to heal her body, or she wants it, she shouldn't have a scar, or whatever reason. If it's normal, what's called makpedes? So this Zichron Yosef has a rule, which we're going to see is lahalacha, that a chatzitza that's there because the sakana is not a chatzitza, it's not called makpedes, unless it's a raif aguf, which we're going to deal with, because raif she'ena makpedes is chaitit. But on a mir aguf, and it's there because the sakana, the Zichron Yosef says it's not a chatzitza. And the question is, now we have to reset our Eina Makpedes Taich. We just had a rule. If she's Makbid and no one's Makbid, it's a Chatzitza. If the Velt is Makbid and she's not Makbid, it's a Chatzitza. Well, Chayv, this is a case where Rive of the world would be Makbid and she's not Makbid. She wants it there. And yet it's not a Chatzitza. Why not? So we're saying if Rive of the world would be in this situation, Rive of the world doesn't want it there. But if they would be in this situation, they would want it. So are we? So we're saying now, by sakana, we're going to have such a rule. And that sakana, not such a rule. What's the logic to that? Right. And if it's not a sakana, it's just going to give her fever. Also, right in the world, really wants it there. So what's the difference? Okay. So when we get to Sivav, we're going to deal with that. Okay, next week, give me some shab. We're going to get to that halacha. We're not by Sivav. We're going to deal with that. The Sechuva sends us there, so this is... IUD, an IUD, a typical IUD, is in the uterus. That there's no chatzitza in the uterus. The prize dar is where there's an issue of chatzitza. That was it. But what's the difference who puts it in? My nafkamina.
Stitches, you don't take off yourself.
That's right.
The point isn't who takes it off. The point is building yourself. Okay, stitches you can really take off yourself. Why can't a person take off stitches himself? Just it's covered by insurance. So you want to make sure there's no infection. You want the doctor to look at it. Take off stitches.
Filling in your mouth.
Yeah.
Temporary filling.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about temporary fillings, but all these things. All right. So we finished Sif Aleph. Let's go on. Now, Siv Beis through Vav are here Shilas, H-A-I-R. Here Shilas, they're relatively easy. So what I'm going to do is read Beis Gimel Dalet. It's going to sound very easy. And you're going to wonder what's going on. And then the shoe is going to drop, and it's going to make a big mavucha. So that's the Beis Gimel Dalit, which hopefully will be easy until we get to one kasha. If you have the kasha earlier, well, it's your problem. Let's learn Beis. Beis looks so easy that you wonder why it says it. Look what it says. Elu devarim shechaitzitzin. The following things are chaitzitz in a woman. Chutei tzemer, chutei pishtin ritzuay, shekachim ba'amasar baraysh. If a woman puts a bow into her hair, or a rubber band around her hair, makes a bun, so all these things, if they're made out of wool, or flax, or leather, that you wrap up the hair, like titvul behen achataraping. You can't tivel them until you at least loosen them, so that the water could go in. V'im behem b'toich kli asara, ain't a mile behem ripayim. If a hair is braided, so we have a Kabbalah that braided hair is a chatzitza, even though knotted hair, a knot in a bunch of hair, you take a bunch of hair, you make a single knot, that's not a chatzitza, because we say that the air gets through. But braided hair, we have a Kabbalah is a chatzitza, when it's braided tightly. So if you have a string sticking into the braid, that's going to be a chatzitza. What about the braid itself? We'll see in Sifav, that's also a chatzitza. V'imhei kruchim b'seyar, if they're around the neck, a necklace. A necklace is not sticking to the body. A woman's tevel with a necklace, it's loose. And therefore, it's not a chatzitza. Aval, kitola, she ritzua chaloka v'rachava shechreches tavit tzavara. There was a style, it's not the style in America, but it was the style to have a kitola. The shach says, halsband, a neckband. Women wanted to look fat. That was the style. One wanted to look heavy, and therefore they would make a tight band around that neck, so the it should create either a double chin or that the it should stick out all around the tight band, so it just should look heavy. Because she chokes herself. What doesn't a woman do to look good? So she chokes herself that she should look heavy. She wants to look fat. And for some reason, she didn't die from it, apparently. So if she would die from it, she wouldn't do it again. So therefore, ain't a mazikas. So therefore, sif, it's such an easy sif. No, the easy sif. If it's tight, chatzitza. If it's loose, it's not a chatzitza. Easy sif. Sif gimel. Imachutim ha'elu chalulim. If these strings we're talking about are chalulim, I'm not trying to touch chalulim, literally means hollow, but asuya meister reshes. They made like a net, Edom Chaitzitz, and why is a net not Chaitzitz? Akshach, eh? The Rafa Mirpituva, they're very loose. V'lei Mahat Kishapir, they don't stay tight. V'ayel Maya Techoisayah. Akshach, eh? Alright, the Shach is saying that's the Mitzias. The Mitzias is the Mitzias. Nets don't stay on tight. If a net stays on tight, apparently it would be a problem. Right, the easy sif. What's the problem? Sif Dalit. Chutei Seyar Einam Chaitzitzin. If she ties hair around with other hair, why shouldn't it be a chatzitza? It looks hard. But Tazbab says, Chutei Seyar Pirish, Shachruchim Savev Asayres V'loi Muhudakin Mamish. Okay, Einam Chaitzitzin. It seems pshita.
It's not a braid.
They're loose. It's not a braid. What's Sif Dalit coming to teach us? Very hard to understand. This is so pashut. Chutei Seyar Na Chaitzitz. Zok the Taz, when are they not chaitzitz? It means that they're loose. So of course they're not chaitzitz. So Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalid seem to be very easy seifim, things that have no major chiddush in halacha. They all three seifim say, if it's loose, not a chatzitza, tight, a chatzitza, in the hair, in the body, in the neck, wherever it is. Comes the Ramah. Ramah says, im hayu mushavais, if she has a golden band, chaitzitzin, then it is a chatzitzin. The makpedas aleim shalei titan fame, because there's a kapeda. You don't want to get the gold dirty. You don't want to take it into the water. The chenabayim with tunafin tchila makpedas aleim shalei tislach lech ben mamayim. Or if you have a band which is dirty, you don't want to go in the mikvah with something dirty, the water is going to get dirty. Chaytitzin. Gemara says that something is chayfitz if it's mitanef. Setup shot, mitanef, either you don't want to get the thing dirty, or you don't want to get the water dirty, it's chaytitz. Now what's going on here? It's tight or it's not tight? What's going on with this Ramah? What do we just say? If you have wool or flax or leather or hair wrapped around you or a net, if it's loose, not a chatzitza. Tight, it's a chatzitza. Comes the Ramah. Ramah says, but if they're made out of gold, you don't want to get the gold dirty. Now it's a chatzitza on the hair. So what's going on? It's loose or it's tight? Doesn't make sense. If it's tight, it's a chatzitza even if it's made out of junk. If it's loose, why is it a chatzitza? Loose, who cares? You don't want to put the gold in the water, but who cares? Your tovel, it's not close to the body. You're makbid on what? But it's not a chatzitza because it's not blocking your body. What? You worried about what? You are about the item. Why is that ma'akiv on the person? Why is that ma'akiv on the person? Because maybe you won't be titled correctly. Okay. So this Ramah, the language of the Sidrei Tara, let me introduce you. The Sidrei Tara is a pirish in the back. We used to in Yeridei and in Baslachov Taruvis to have the Chavis Das and the Prima Gadim in the back. There's no more Chavis Das from Kuf Tzadiches and on. There's no more Prima Gadim already from the beginning, from Kuf Chav. The Sidrei Tara is in the back of all the Shulchan Aros. He's a Chavis Das and a Prima Gadim together, except he was an extremely gifted writer. And his language, even the long pieces, you know, you have this long Chavis Das, Eivei. You know, Chavis Das says, K'disa b'psachim sabaches, and he assumes you know the Gemara. So you're reading it, you get lost. The Sidrei Tara is like butter. It's easy to read, even the long ones. Something very geschmack to learn through. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch is the Sidrei Tara. And then, this is Pirush on the Gemara. And then, Kuf Tzadiches was added later. They call it Shiurei Tara. All the Paiskim quoted, they call it Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara, here writes on this Ramah, Din Zeh Hoilid Lanu Mavucha Rabba B'Simen Zeh. This Ramah causes Mavucha, how do you explain it, Taish Mavucha? Confusion, a lot of confusion, a lot of... now this causes a problem, I'll tell you why. You know, on this Gemara, there are two Pirushim. There's Rabbi Sof Shal Rashi, it's known as the Chumrah of Rabbi Sof Shal Rashi, because Chashuva Dalet brings it. And then there's the Chumrah of Rashi, which is, Rashi is not the problem, the Rabbi Sof Shal Rashi. Rabbi Sof Shal Rashi, Rashi's Rebbe's learned that we have a gezeira on something that's on the body, a gezeira refuya otu eina refuya. Something loose that's on the body, we worry about otu eina refuya. If it's something you're makbid about, you have to pay this on. So a geyser, even if it's loose, that it's a chatzitza, even if you have it, otu eina refuya. So what does that mean? That means now it's only on something to your makbid. So this gold band, she's makbid, even though it's refuya, it's loose. But with geyser refuya, otu eina refuya. With geyser, if it's loose, otu it's not loose. Now that's a major problem. Then scratch sif beis and sif gimel. A resha, so not a chatzitza, it's refuya. Well, what's going on here? It's refuya, but it's geyser refuya, otu eina refuya. But Rashi Sheet, the Rabbi Sosh Rashi Sheet, according to the understanding of the Sidrei Tara, the Lush Yisrod, almost everybody, we'll have next week another opinion, is that we're geyser refuya ata eina refuya, and therefore it's a problem. Now here, let me just finish, they jump on this Ramah, if you learned the Ramah, that he's learning Rabbi Sosh Shal Rashi, that something loose, if you're makbid, you don't want to go on the mikvah with it. Well, guys, a refuya. If it's loose, ata ein refuya. So they ask kashis primarily from two sifim later. Is sif mem vav. We're going to have an amazing halacha. The halacha there is a woman who goes to the mikvah dressed. Nida shetavla bibigodeha. Guess what? Muteres labayla. It's all sif. Neither she tavla begedam muteres. That doesn't mean she has a tight belt. Something that's tight. She's tovel with loose clothing, and nothing is tight. Muteres labayla. So frekt the sidritara. I thought what guys are refuya atayna refuya. Wear more than clothing. Clothing are sometimes tight. So Ramah should have made a hagah there. That what guys are refuya atayna refuya. That's one hara. Another hara is sif chavav by the ring. It says by a ring or a necklace that if it's loose, that it's not a chatzitza. Chav Gimel. In Chav Gimel, Hashiraya by the Zamin Vatabais, Vakatlois, all jewelry. It may refuya, it may not chaitzitzin. She goes to the mikvah, I said a necklace. It's loose, it's not chaitzitz. Why didn't the Ramah say something there? We guys are refuya, about to enter refuya. If we pass like this, Rabbi Yisrael Shorashi, why don't we make a gzera? This is a Pella. This Ramah turns the whole Sifes Gimel Dalet into a problem. Is he mean to argue with all these Sifim? They even lose things. If you're Makbid, it's a Chatzitza.
What is Ramah?
It's
only
a major
issue.
So what?
It applies to if you're Makbid, you lose the Rafui and Erafui.
Pashtus only if you're Makbid, because if you're not Makbid, so that's not Musavais, the Lashon Gemara is Bimetanefes. Rashi says it. Rabbi Yisrael says it means gold that you don't want to get it.
Why
did Ramah wait till here? Okay. Well, Beis Gimel Dalet is really one long sieve of things. Why didn't he bring it in Beis? That's a kash. So what? What? Why did the Ramah? Why do you have to learn the Ramah is talking Eda Muhudakim? Because if it's Muhudakim, that even Nabu's Hevas is a problem. Even Sar, Chute Sar, Einam Chaitzitzin, the Taz said, why Chute Sar, the Fee? V'loi Muhudakim, because they're not Muhudak, Chute Sar. Yes, it's Muhudik or it's not Muhudik? It's not Muhudik, so why is it a Chatzitza? But why should it matter if it's not a chatzitza? Okay, so we're going to learn that Rashi himself learns that it's a gezeira, she may not tovel properly. We're going to have it brought here. We're going to das Rashi in Pesachei Tshuva Dalet is because of we're afraid she won't tovel. She's going to tovel with this gold. She only get the gold rule. She won't tovel right. But in Rabbi Yisrael Shel Rashi, it sounds like the kapeda is because of Rafuyate and Rafuyah. You'll have to see that's really Rashi's Kavana. The Rabbi Sushai's Kavana. So next week, we're going to start with this Kasha, this Ramah, and we're going to learn Pesachei Tshuva Dalet, and we'll learn the understanding of the Chumrah of Rabbi Sushai.